All right. Hey, everybody. We're back.
I'm still watching the end. Oh, there it
oh,
goes.
Oh, there it is. How's it going? Hopefully everybody you liked know, that kind of surprise last minute thing that I decided to do.
And that's not even all the documentaries we've got in the works.
Yes. I mean, that's...
Which is kind of the crazy part.
Yeah, there's nothing Japan in there.
Yeah.
When we were in New York City, we just shot like a bunch of stuff for the documentary where, you know, we're as you know, with Voltar and GameTech and Kevin and everything. We spent some time with Bob for that,
and we spent time with someone else for a completely different thing. It's going to be its own thing.
Yep.
Some of these are going to be longer. Some are going to be shorter, like the Tom Du Bois, the Konami artist. Like, that's going to be not, like, super long. But then there's others, like the stuff with, you know, the modder type people. Like, that's not just going to be one documentary. The intent is that's actually going to be a series of several episodes.
Yes. We kind of shot that with the intent of... you know, we talked to everybody about like a bunch of different things. So it's going to be something that we hope will, you know, we'll have a, like a recurring cast of characters throughout. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, so that's, that, you know, we teased that at Retro World, and then we also shared it with our patrons.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it always feels like, whenever we've missed a week, I always come back in the stream and I feel like, man, it doesn't feel like we missed a week. This time it feels like it was a long time
ago. Yeah, I mean, it really felt like a long time this time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good to be back. I mean,
shooting stuff all over New York, you know, all the stuff in Retro World. And now we've spent the past week kind of prepping two episodes that'll release in like just the next few weeks.
Yeah, well, hopefully sooner than a few weeks. I think that probably like over the next 2 weeks, I guess, like probably one each week or week and a half, I believe. I guess we could pretty much tell everybody like at least what the one that should be out early this week is.
Right. Well, I mean, it's hard to say exactly how early in the week. I mean, it can't be early. I mean, second half of the week.
Yes.
We're working on we're trying to be timely with this. We're working on an episode about the NES games on the Switch. And we've already kind of got a start on it because the first part of the video is kind of going to be reviewing the major options, you know, the hardware options, the FPGA options, and then the official emulation options. And so we're, you know, talking about their strengths, weaknesses, and stuff. So the stuff we already know.
Like kind of the evolution.
And have
of,
access to. It's sort of showing the evolution of it and sort of sets it up. So it's kind of like, oh, now we know, like, what have been some of the ups and downs and the issues to look for on the Switch, because it's possible people who haven't seen one of our videos will be looking into it just for the Switch, and they might not, you know, have a clue about all this stuff. So, it's hard to tell just by looking at, you know, compressed web video, but based on what I saw in the Nintendo Direct, I'm feeling very positive about the presentation of the Switch games.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I got to be honest. I was at a local local political candidate meeting thing at that time, and so I missed the entire stream, and I just haven't the whole direct, and I haven't even watched it. You were just kind of filling me in as time was going.
Well, it was a fun direct. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Nothing earth-shattering, but it was fun to watch just because there was like a ton of ports that were just like, whoa, that's like Final Fantasy 12. That's weird to see that on Switch, you know, like just a bunch of random things like that. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a lot of really cool stuff coming, it seems like.
So anyway, so that hopefully, you know, I'm, we're getting a head start on that video, doing what we can. It's been coming together pretty well. So the intent is once the Switch Online is actually available on Tuesday, I'll be able to, you know, evaluate it quickly, write up a script for that segment of the video, shoot my stuff, and, you know, hopefully get out within a couple days.
Right. Because we, yeah, we wrote the other stuff yesterday. I shot the script last night. And, yeah, I think it's going to be cool to see that. And I guess, like, probably, like, the week after that at some point is going to be an episode on third-party controllers that I've kind of wanted to do for a long time. But it's going to be a, like, a kind of a regularly occurring series. You know, like, a lot of people like to do videos on, like, oh, this controller. But, you know, this is going to be just, like, a whole bunch of controllers, like, probably, like, 8 per episode. Like new and old, just kind of looking at some fun and really awful and interesting stuff from the past and recent controller and controllers, I guess. Lost my train of thought there.
By the way, Retro Morgan, that that PVM you grabbed after the panel. Wes from Second Opinion did indeed do the giveaway, but it was not his PVM. Look for
that to appear.
Your PVM to appear in a future episode. Because the other person we were visiting in New York City was actually the person who had that PVM at the time.
Yep.
So you'll have to keep an eye out in a future documentary for a PVM that might look a whole lot like yours. Well, an Ikigami, technically.
Yeah. It was Bob.
No, it was not Bob.
But I think it was Bob's first, and then I went to.
Oh, it was Bob's at some point.
Yes.
I don't know if you know who just had it previously.
Yeah. If you do know, don't type it in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to keep the surprise for a little longer.
Yeah.
But it's someone who people are well aware of whether they know it or not. Like literally everyone in the gaming world is aware of what this person does, but they might not be aware of this person.
Yes. Very aware.
You know. Very aware.
Yeah. So tonight I'm going to be playing some Dynamite Heady. I've heard it's kind of tough, but I really wanted something to put this guy through its paces. This is the Crix Joys wireless Genesis controller. It's one of the newer revisions of it. You know, I think that there was an issue with the D-pad on the first print run of them where it was like slightly angled, but this one has been fixed. So I'm going to be using this for it, and we're going to really see how well it does.
Well, what's been your impressions of it so far?
I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's basically just like a wireless version of the like the first Sega 6 button, which is like my preferred controller on the system. So, I mean, it's basically exactly that, which is what I would want from a wireless controller. I guess, on that system. So, here we go. Oh.
I mean, most of what I know from this is from the 8-Bit Dukes review.
Oh, yeah. Because I guess this game especially has a pretty good, you know, D-pad test segment in it.
Oh, right.
Where you have to hit, like, 8 directions.
Your framing ended up weird, wrong.
Oh, that's because it was. There we go. Let me fix that. Boom! There I am.
Was it because it was like?
Because last time I streamed was when my brother was here.
Oh.
So it was still set for the couch.
This is a Treasure game. I think Sega published it, but it's made by... It's an early game by Treasure. Like, maybe their third, maybe? Was this after Gunstar?
Yes. I think this is a little ways after it, actually.
Oh, okay. I always thought this was one of the earlier ones. I mean, Genesis is still
early. Oh, hang on, the image might be a little... I know why it's wrong. Let me fix that. Boom, I should do it right there. I don't know how I didn't notice that before.
Didn't notice what?
It was way zoomed in.
That's what I was trying to tell you. What did you think I was saying?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my camera.
Oh, no. Oh. I was talking about the game screen.
Well, it's all good now. I don't know how I missed that before.
I actually was thinking about playing this last stream. Because I want it before, you know, I wanted to play like something simultaneously, like something that I could do simultaneous output, and use RetroTINK for one and something else for the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, I thought I could finagle a way to make a simultaneous composite and RGB work from the Genesis, but it didn't pan out. But if it did, I was going to play this. Because I'll be interested to see how this goes. Because this is a game that, you know, I've very nearly streamed a number of times. But, like, I'm kind of intimidated by it.
Yeah, I've been a little nervous about it, too.
I mean, I haven't had it that long. I got it maybe half a year ago.
But I felt like... You know, after doing fairly well on Rocket Knight, that I could do all right on this. But we'll see. I've never actually watched this opening before. The cast of puppets. Oh, there's Jimmy's in the chat.
Oh, it sounds like he's leaving, though. I didn't notice.
And we also got wrestling.
No, he said he's leaving.
With gaming in here, who was kind enough to let us stay with him on the last night of right after the con had ended, because I messed up our travel accommodations.
Yeah, that was
the reason I realized that I didn't understand it is because when we went to Missouri Game Con, they scheduled everything for us.
Right. The plane and everything. We did our own travel planning this time. And we, like, I mean, I just didn't even question it. Like, we scheduled the return flights for the day after the con.
Yeah, in the morning.
And, like, all of the experienced, you know, con guests, like...
Are, like, out of there.
We're like, gone. Like, 5 o'clock, they were heading to the airport, you know?
And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about it.
But yeah, I mean, in wrestling with gaming, he scheduled his flight for the next day and rented a room for that night so they could fly out the next day for smart reasons, not dumb reasons like us. For whatever reason, like, there was just no affordable flights available that night for him. But us, we were just dumb. I mean, maybe there weren't affordable flights for us neither. I don't know. But yeah, that worked out. So that was good guy wrestling with gaming.
Well, we got to have some fairly typical Chinese buffet that night.
Yeah.
But the con was such a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
It was... I can't believe the amount of people that came to see us.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's crazy
is... We had, like, a line, like, were people there, like, all day long, like, both days, basically.
Yeah, at our RGB panel, like, the room was probably... I mean, these were big panel rooms, really big panel rooms, like, MAGFest-sized panel rooms. And, it was about half full for the Video Game Years panel that we were on just before. And then, like, it was pretty similar. Like, a few people left, a few people came in, but it was pretty similar level of fullness for our panel, which surprised me.
There's a lot of different heads here that I can pick up here.
Jimmy is trying to let us all know that wrestling with gaming's love of the CDI is unfounded. you should apparently not be spreading these lies that the CDI is fun. I don't know. He was kind of selling me. He was making some of the FMV games sound pretty fun, and I do like me some FMV games.
Jeez, this is... Hopefully I'm not actually, like, losing, like, real health here. I wonder if this game has unlimited continues. It doesn't seem like a game that would have unlimited continues. But it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I feel like unlimited continues is like almost non-existent on the Genesis.
Yeah.
I can't even think off the top of my head of a game that has unlimited continues, unless it's also a game that has saves. I mean, even...
I don't think it has saves.
Huh?
I don't think it has saves, for sure.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, like, Genesis games in general, unless it has a save system, I don't think it has, like, unlimited continues. Very rarely that I know of, anyway. Although, like, Castlevania Bloodlines, that has a password system, but it remembers how many continues you've used, so you can make a bad password from it. So what's your, like, objective in the level right now? Like, are you, like, just...
It's just going to
a bunch of, like, random scenes.
Yeah, I think it's just teaching me how to do the controls and my abilities right now.
Oh, okay.
Ah, whew. That was done for there.
So I, the other day, set up my old computer. I put some new fans and a new heatsink in it because it was not cooling very well. And then I set it up upstairs. I'd like to sort of expand the setup a bit, but for now, I can capture NES Composite and NES RF kind of simultaneously on my upstairs computer, so now I don't have to make a mess of wires downstairs every time I need to capture Composite. So it's definitely come in handy on this episode so far.
Jimmy says he just put out a Goemon video.
Oh, another Goemon video.
And he has the board game.
Well, I did watch the previous Goemon video. I need to see this.
Oh, here we go. So this is the test here.
Ah, the D-pad test.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems
pretty
good.
So does it feel...
It feels just like a regular Genesis controller, which is what I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, does the material feel similar?
Yes. I mean, I can...
That's awesome.
Basically, this will be like my normal go-to controller probably for the system.
I mean, but it's like $60 though, right?
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Is that including shipping costs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I want one, but it is pricey. For sure.
I was doing good for a second.
I want my most needed wireless controller.
Yeah. dang. I don't know how many
I have. The 240p 3DO. How important will the RGB mod be? I mean, you're not playing to RGB mod. You're 240p 3DO, right?
I mean, it's something I definitely consider in the future for sure.
But it kind of just seems like if you've already got the one with the 240p switch, it almost feels like you should keep it modless. Like, I feel like that'd be my stance anyway.
That's true. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's certainly, it can go either way.
Oh yeah, I knew that Tim Worthington Tim Worthington made a Atari 2600 board like a while ago. I haven't gotten it yet, but it's definitely something I want to do. I mean, we do want to do an Atari video eventually.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say
certainly
when.
Certainly not my area of expertise, but you know, it's just something we want to do. So how are you getting those different heads?
You just this thing carries them around.
Oh, so it's like represented by a symbol, not like a picture of what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
So have you figured out what like the different...
Make five shots.
What the different ones do?
Oh, I see. Oh, this is fun.
My Life and Gaming will do an RGB masterclass on the Tiger Electronics LCD games before they do one on CDI.
I don't know about that.
Oh no.
I feel like making five shots shouldn't be that hard, but it is.
You got a bunch early on, and now you've got what you haven't gotten it.
Yeah, I've gotten
a
while. Come on, get in there. There we go. I did it. I think. No, it's only saying four.
What?
There. Whew. Remember three. I don't know what that means. Remember three.
What was... Okay, three. We did not shoot the panel. We were just like so exhausted from shooting stuff in New York City that we just...
Yeah, we were lying.
The idea of not pulling out camera gear sounded very appealing.
Yes. So we just, you know, we kind of made the commitment not to shoot anything. I just think it was better for our mental health because we've shot a lot of stuff this summer.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been good to have for sure, but...
Right.
You know.
That's all right.
Nothing earth shattering, I don't think, you know. Y'all are welcome to ask RGB questions in the comments and
right.
Chat if I happen to notice them.
I was amazed the amount of people that showed up for the Night Trap screening as well.
Yeah, I mean
cool.
At first it was only like
and a lot of people hadn't even seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. At first it was maybe like 20, 25 people, but then there was probably like 35 plus like by the end. I mean, we've been telling people like we're going to tease some of our upcoming projects at the end. So.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I was just surprised at the amount of people that came despite, oh geez, you know, hadn't seen it, and that was cool.
Oh yes, we did. We found a Go-Go Curry and ate there with Bob. It's a Japanese curry joint that Jimmy Hoffa took us to in Akihabara. So it's one of the three places he has to eat at every time he goes to Akihabara. and then I found out that they've got like six stores or something like that in New York City. And it's like, you know, real deal Japanese curry from Japan. And I had to have it. I was going crazy not having my Japanese curry fix because Japanese restaurants don't have curry here for some reason. And Japanese style curry is definitely a different taste. But if I recall, Jimmy's must eat places in Akihabara were Go-Go Curry, the kebab place. Was it Hungarian kebab place, I think?
Oh, I don't know.
And then the other place was Hardee's. Or was it Carl's Jr.? I mean, same thing either way. But, yeah, there you have it.
Uh-oh, I'm almost...
That Kauai curry was very spicy. Like, I was surprised how spicy it was.
There's a key.
I mean, I only chose a level 5 out of 10. And the only reason I stopped at 5 was because the price went up. Level 6 and higher was a higher price.
They made you really think about it.
Yeah, they made me think about it. I'm like, well, I'll stop at 5 then. But I would not have assumed that 5 would be as spicy as it was.
Yeah. What did you want to tell everybody what you bought at Retro World?
Oh yeah. Why don't we do a little pickups?
Yeah.
I don't have the stuff with me, but I do have a picture of everything that I bought. The first thing I bought was Land of Illusion and Ninja Gaiden for the Game Gear, which are, I believe, the fourth and fifth Game Gear games I have, and I still don't have a Game Gear, so I'm not adding any Game Gear games to my backlog until I have a way to play it. Also, this is kind of a cool effect.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah, it's weird.
I can move up and down it. I see.
It's weird, but kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it.
So yeah, that I got those. The second things I bought were Lost Kingdoms 2 for the GameCube. And Valis 3 for the PC Engine CD, which, I mean, Lost Kingdoms is, you know, it's a little pricey for a GameCube game, but $40. But that's something I've wanted for a while. I have not finished the first Lost Kingdoms, but I've liked what I've played of it. From Software Game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Valis 3, I've got the Genesis Valis 3. It was okay, but I've heard the PC Engine one is much better. That's a series that's like not amazing, but kind of like, I don't know, it's interesting.
Right.
That was all I bought the first day. Second day, let's see. second day. I'm trying to remember exactly what the order was. Well, yeah, I think the first stuff I bought the second day, I got from Carlson, the Mad Gear guy, who, you know, is the big import game booth that goes to, like, basically all the conventions. I was trying to figure out some stuff I could bundle up with Ghostbusters 2. Which, that's, you know, it's not a cheap game. But I want to see if I could bundle some stuff up. So I got Super Puyo Puyo 2 Remix, which I guess is like a... I think it's basically the same as regular Super Puyo Puyo 2, except they added some sort of, like... I was kind of confused, because I was reading the Wikipedia article about it, and it said something like, they added four-player mode that doesn't require the multi-tap, and I don't understand. That doesn't make sense. But anyway, I got that. I got, like, a mint condition boxed Mario and Wario. And Ghostbusters 2.
And Ghostbusters 2. I mean, that's pretty cool to get the Ghostbusters 2. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, he gave me all that for $100, and like Ghostbusters 2 can be $100 on its own. So that was a pretty good deal. I mean, he had it marked for $80. So
make 10 shots.
Let's see. What was my next bundle? I bundled Star Fox Assault for the GameCube, Yoshi's Safari, and Black Label Tomb Raider 2. Which, you don't see Black Label Tomb Raider games very often. At least not like the first two or three. You know, same deal with like Spyro and Crash Bandicoot. So I've been slowly trying to get those. I saw a Black Label Crash Bandicoot there, and it wasn't even in like that good a condition. And it was $40. Like, I couldn't believe it. But
it's pretty popular right now, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm really surprised. Like, I don't have any of them, but I don't think the other Black Labels are that expensive. But I was surprised. But I do want to, like, I don't know why. Like, I know, like, there's like the Crash HD and all, but for some reason I want to play those games on the PS1 for some reason. So yeah, I got those. Oh, then I got a Fantasy Zone 2 and Deja Vu at one place. You know, you gotta bundle up a little bit.
You should stream Fantasy Zone 2 next week.
Maybe. And the last thing I bought was Breath of Fire for Super Metroid, which
I think is a great one. It's probably my favorite game in the series.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
have you played like 3 and 4?
Not fully. I didn't like them enough to at the time.
See, those were the ones that always looked the most interesting to me, at least back in the day. I played the first Breath of Fire. I probably played most of it, I would guess, or at least half.
Oof.
GBA, but at the time I was just kind of getting bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would like it a lot more now, because I think I've got like a stronger appreciation of like really bland RPGs.
Yeah, I'd be curious, because I it has a really great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Like, at the time I hadn't really gotten into Dragon Quest yet, and like I feel like Dragon Quest like opened my eyes to like the idea of like, you know, just really liking an RPG that didn't have like a lot of gimmicks or anything.
Right. Like, just like,
you know, even Final Fantasy is pretty basic, but it's also like got all of these like you know, systems and stuff that change from game to game. But then, like, Dragon Quest is just like the bare bones RPG, but it's like really freaking good, you know?
Right.
And then, like, I think, you know, so getting into that series and then getting into like the original Wild Arms, which is also like super basic, like, I was just like, oh man, like, just like a well paced, well balanced RPG. Like, it's, you know, it's some good gaming comfort food. So I think I would like Breath of Fire 1 a lot more than I did then. At the time, I was just like, oh, this isn't really doing anything interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I'm, you know, they don't have to be doing crazy things all the time.
I mean, that's kind of how I was. I just stopped playing game, like, a lot of RPGs because it's just like, oh, it has this weirdly named system in it. It's like, I don't want to, like, learn how a new system functions, like, every time.
Mm-hmm. I know that you tested out Dragon Quest XI the day it came out, which was also the day that we flew and you played it.
Right. Anymore. Yeah. I mean, I am planning on getting back into it. You know, really actually, like, officially starting it probably like in the next couple of days. I just had a busy weekend with the family. You know, it was the first weekend I've been home in a little while, and we didn't have like somebody visiting or something, you know.
Yeah, I'm about nine and a half hours in, I think.
Yeah,
it's good.
I don't doubt it. I mean, it seemed pretty really good.
I enjoy the fact that there's a dog named Sandy in it.
Does it stay with you?
Outside? No, she stays behind. But I won't spoil anything. But I did run into Sandy again.
Ah.
Although it was kind of interesting.
Does it seem like she might have like a bigger role to play in the overall?
I mean it's possible. I don't know. But just got my third and fourth party members.
Ah.
But I have not gotten into battle since officially recruiting.
Oh. I do. I think that I will probably play it a lot more in the next couple of days. I'm very excited to play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to make it a point to, you know, even though I've been like working on episodes and stuff, like I've been trying to make it a point to, like, at a certain point in the evening to just like,
I guess it's just like a one hit kill, no matter what. Like, if I get that head, and then it kills me off.
There's got to be a way out of that.
No. I mean, maybe there is, but jamming on the buttons certainly doesn't work.
Huh. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I've been trying to make it a point, like, even though, you know, I've got things that I could technically be doing, I'm trying to... Sandy, what are you eating? Sandy!
What? I mean, I get how I'm supposed to do this here.
Man, she just chewed off a chunk of a toy.
Uh-huh.
I was just getting rid of it. When did you do this, Andy? You chew up your toys.
Dang. dead. Oh, it's tough. Game over. Is it? How many continues am I going to have? None?
What?
Is there actually no continues? There's not.
Gotta be continues.
Unless you can earn them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's that.
Are you just gonna go for?
Yeah, I mean, I'll see if I can figure it out. Yeah, why not?
Do you think you figured out the game at all, or is it just kind of weird?
I'm understanding it a bit.
I mean, it does just kind of look weird overall, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's from just the bit I've played, I've never quite wrapped my head around like the structure.
Ryan
Pliska
is saying we should play Resident Evil 5. I mean, we technically could, I guess. I don't see why not, right?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It might be a hard thing to get into cold.
Yeah?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, we'll see how this goes. I'll do one more run. I mean, it's not even 10 o'clock yet. Will you look up to see what the situation is with continues in this game? Like, can you order, or not order, can you earn more? It'd be funny if you could order more.
Sandy. If you're gonna chew that thing, do it where I can see you.
Your earn continues when you beat bosses. The debris that flies off when you beat them are tokens. Collect enough of them and you get a continue. Thank you, says animate. Thank you for that. Now I know. So you basically get one per level then.
That's not so bad.
No.
Man, I'm looking at this fact, and there are a lot of heads.
This should go faster if I skip the tutorial stuff. Toys in the hood.
Scene 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 2-3... Let's see how many scenes there are.
I like that. The voice is pretty good in this. It's pretty clear.
Oh, yeah?
Where it says, you got a secret bonus point.
Wow, there's 10 like scenes in this with like all of their, you know, subsections under that.
Interesting. That's yeah, you're getting your money's worth.
That's kind of intimidating.
Well, it's just gonna take several days to beat. Several attempts.
Do you know what scene you were on?
I don't. But you're just gonna, it's gonna be something that you have to practice a lot.
Yeah.
Remember 8. Okay. Remember 8.
I'm going to look up what that means.
The remember?
Yeah.
I like that pits don't kill you, though.
You'll be given a number to remember. If you get 4 numbers, wait till the end of the credits for your reward. These numbers are random for every new game you play.
That's kind of cool.
So it's something...
You get something special.
Yeah, but it's something...
Yeah, that's how you get the true ending, I guess.
Maybe. It just says you'll get something special.
Maybe we'll play some RE5 in these next few days.
Hmm?
Maybe we'll play some RE5, you know, sooner rather than later. We started that game like 2 years ago.
Well, we also said that we need to call out Perfect Dark Zero so I can actually make a Perfect Dark Zero video.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I've been trying to play Dragon Quest a lot. You know, I kind of had worked myself into bad habits of, like, just, like, not taking the time to just play stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, going, you know, sort of heading into going full-time here soon. Like, I really want to work on kind of getting my schedule and life balance in a better place, I guess.
Right.
So it's like, you know, at a certain time of the night, it's like, I'm just going to play freaking Dragon Quest. You know, this is what I'm going to do. What I want to do is what I'm going to do.
What's that?
Just my phone.
I don't know if it's someone getting a sticker. If you didn't see the beginning of the stream, it said we now have stickers available for those that are interested.
Yep. It was funny. I was capturing some stuff for the Wii for this NES on Switch video, and Sandy really likes the pointer in the system menu, and she likes like when you page between the channel segments, like the pages on the system menu. Like, she really likes, like, anything that moves. Like, she was flipping out about, I was capturing some stuff from the NES Classic Edition. And, like, the horizontal movement on that, she loves stuff that just, like, moves side to side on TV.
Right.
And I turned on the Wii, and you could hear the system menu come on. But I was switched to my computer input. So she could hear the sound, and she's like, looks up like at the screen, like she knew it was coming. Like I was pretty impressed that you recognized the sound of the Wii menu, and you knew that was a fun thing.
It's a pretty cool effect, this little bit here.
Yeah, I like it. Where are you going, Sam?
I was not expecting to beat this tonight, but
yeah, I mean, I was really surprised how well you did with Rocket Knight. But knowing about the charge and how to use it from the beginning is, you know, the charge release attack
gave me an unfair advantage.
The standing still, well, I wouldn't say an unfair advantage. But it was.
But I think the more, you know, I've actually gone back to it and like replayed it several times since.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that like almost never happens anymore, at least.
I mean, it's a good game.
Yeah. But like the main sword attack is actually like stronger. You just are
what
not.
What do you mean?
Like, you're just regular slash. If you get in closeness, use your regular slash attack.
It's stronger than the charge?
Yeah. I mean, generally, it's... You can... bosses definitely die a lot quicker with it.
But you're invincible during
right.
the spin.
Right. So it just kind of comes down to, like, you know, a balanced use of both of them.
Oh, Sandy's... Sandy's looking at our webcam picture. He's confused.
I mean, like this part, I can hardly even tell what's going on. I assume I'm just pressing the directions it's telling me to. She's getting real excited. Look at her. She's way into it.
Well, it's the webcam she's looking at, not the game.
Oh.
What is it, Sandy? Is that strange over there? She doesn't like bark at herself in mirrors or anything, though.
Has she ever?
What?
Barked at herself,
in a mirror? No.
That's pretty rare. Like, a lot of times animals don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she understands, but I don't know. She just doesn't seem to really react to it. This webcam picture. I don't know what it is about her and TVs. I feel like most animals like pay no attention to TVs. But for whatever reason, she can get entranced by them. And even apparently remember the Wii System music. I mean, it's funny too, because like she, I think, understands that like the pointers that move on the screen, I think she understands that I am
Intro.
Moving them,
right?
Yeah, because she when she sees me grab my TV remote, like you've got the same remote, right, for your LG where you like move the pointer on the screen. It's
right.
Like a Wii remote kind of. She you know, if I pick that up, she like turns and looks at the TV because she knows that pink marker is going to appear.
Finally, I made one. I'm going to like make one in this entire part. It's harder than it looks. I do say so myself.
So do you not want to hit the bombs?
No.
Well, the bombs do.
They just hurt you.
You can't even bounce it once?
I haven't really tried. I've always just avoided them. I mean, I'm pretty sure that that's going to hurt me.
No, she's barking it. I've got the Discord stuff on my other TV over here. She's looking at me over there.
I don't know. Neo Z 1964 says this game isn't pushing the Genesis. I think it's in some ways for sure.
It does some interesting stuff. It definitely uses dithering a fair bit, which is one of the reasons why I wanted, if I could get that composite and RGB thing working at the same time, why I wanted the reason I wanted to play.
Oh, right.
Man, it was raining hard all day up until a few hours ago. It's not really raining anymore, but
oh yeah, yeah.
It was. But it you was didn't the most, huh?
You didn't really have too much other bad weather, or was it kind of bad but not?
I mean, it was windy yesterday and lightly rainy. I mean, it was rainy all day, but it wasn't like heavy rain.
Right.
But today was probably less windy, but very heavy rain basically all day. Yeah, I mean, you know, probably about what I expected. It wasn't, it's a 4-hour drive to the coast here, so.
Yeah, but the thing was.
So I wasn't expecting it to be too bad, but it wasn't too bad. Sandy mostly cooperated with doing her business.
I guess I don't know if there's like an easier way to do this.
So it doesn't hurt you when it like stomps the ground?
I thought it did, but I guess it doesn't.
I mean, what's your...
My health is...
Your health, yeah.
It's the H in the upper left-hand corner.
Oh, so it's just green is good, I guess.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's just really hard to get that hit that mid-section of it. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time. And it's different every time.
So you played the Mega Man 11 demo, right?
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was great.
I thought it was a lot better than I thought.
Yeah.
like, not that there was any doubt that I was going to get it, but I'm definitely more excited now. Like, it just, I don't know, just something about it felt right. Like, yeah. Even though they, like, added sort of some complicated things, and I'm generally in favor of Mega Man not being complicated. But, like, that like, Speed Gear and Power Gear thing were, like, actually pretty well implemented, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play the whole thing through. Just because
I died on the boss, so I didn't finish. The level was kind of long.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Is the levels are actually a lot longer. I'm definitely gonna. I will get that day one.
Yeah, I played the demo on Switch at first because I actually didn't even know that there was a demo on other systems. It looks good on Switch, but I think the PS4 controller will be more comfortable for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded the demo, and it definitely looks nice on PS4 Pro. I mean, I'm not certain if it's native 4K, but it looks like it could be. It definitely looks.
I would assume so good. At this point. It's just.
It'd be, yeah, I mean, it's not a complicated looking game, you know?
Hit me.
Oh, Jimmy's going to do a Goemon stream next week. I'd be down for taking part. Hopefully maybe later in the week. I'm going to try to get this Switch NES episode out as soon as possible.
And that launches on
Tuesday.
On Tuesday. I'm, like, not excited about it at all.
I'm not, like, excited. Because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to get my NES gaming done on NES, you know? Right. I mean, in almost all cases. I mean, it's just what I like to do. But I'm a little excited because, I mean, for one, the Direct made it look like it's probably pretty good. And, you know, I mean, it'll just be a good thing. I mean, you know, if the Switch is going to be our main travel system for a while, I mean, it's just, you know, good stuff to have on there.
Is it true? You can't actually even buy the games. Like, you only get them free with the service.
I think that's true, but I feel like that's... For me, at this point, that's just as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like... I'm so into buying the real carts whenever I can, you know?
Right.
And...
What?
So it like, hardly even matters to me that you can't. I'm almost preferring that you can't because... I mean, 20 NES games, like, that's, there's no way I would have paid for 20 NES games on the Switch, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I thought, you know, that's true. I know, it's totally true. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, it's kind of nice knowing they're just like, oh, you can play them if you want to.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the stance I'm taking. I mean... You know, and considering it's like part of a service that we'd be buying anyway, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be kind of cool. What I'm curious about, though, is it going to be like always 20 games and they're going to like cycle some out or
are they just going add like... to them? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll be curious about that as well. And then, you know, when they have other systems too. Once they add other systems to the...
I mean, that'll probably... I mean, I'm guessing it's like its own app, essentially, that you launch. Because, I mean, it had, like, its own interface and stuff that they showed on the Direct. This looked pretty nice. I feel like the Switch NES thing is going to kind of stir up some controversy, though, because, like, especially because the closure of was so recent. Paradise.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's, I mean, even though they kind of did it, you know, they made the decision to do it themselves. I mean, you know, even though Nintendo hadn't directly taken action against them, like, people still blame Nintendo for that.
Yes.
So I feel like that's kind of going to have a lot of people really soured on it. And it's kind of going to be a major part of the conversation out there.
Right.
Regarding Switch NES.
Oh, come on. That changed the direction as it does. This level is pretty clever. A little bit more to it than the others. A little bit longer,
too. It's interesting that that Mario 2 is not one of the launch games.
Oh, really? I don't even know what the launch games are. I gotta be honest.
I don't think Zelda 2 is one of them either. Like, I mean, some of the things that just, like, come standard with every NES-related thing they do ever. Like, some of them aren't there. But then there's, like, River City Ransom, which is interesting.
Dang, it sends me all the way back to the beginning.
Of what? The level?
Yeah, like really far.
I think you were in 4-1. I think 4-1 is really long.
I guess so. Surprisingly long.
They showed, this is a game that I don't really know anything about, but they showed Mighty Bomb Jack, which I'm not even sure if that's been on, like, a virtual console thing.
I'm pretty sure that it has.
So yeah, there were definitely some things that weren't even on the NES Classic. Like, was River City Ransom on the NES Classic?
No.
That's kind of surprising, really. You know? Like, I feel like that would have been a key game for them to put on there. You know, as far as third-party stuff goes. I think it was pretty popular back in the day. At least I thought it was. Would have been better than Double Dragon 2.
Man, I'm falling apart here.
I was capturing some stuff from Double Dragon 2, and I just could not really play that at all.
That's the best one, too.
I just don't really like Double Dragon. I mean, Double Dragon Neon is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Double Dragon 2 is really good. I mean, the first one is alright. Like, that's a cool...
I don't know. The NES Double Dragon games just don't... I don't like how they play.
Oh.
They're just, I don't know, slow and stiff. I don't like them. Like, I couldn't figure out why I was sometimes kicking behind me when there was an enemy in front of me, and I couldn't figure out, like, what button I was pushing to...
It's reverse. Like, you know, the, if you're facing left, then the A button attacks behind you, and the B button attacks in front of you.
And vice versa if you're facing the other way?
Yeah.
That's... kind of weird.
It's a little weird, but I think it works really good.
I can see how that's kind of smart, I guess. It's kind of weird.
I wonder if I've even earned a continue. This is definitely harder than I was expecting. Like, I knew it was supposed to be hard, but it's a little bit harder than I was expecting.
Would you sort of compare it more to, like, Mischief Makers than other treasure games?
I barely played Mischief Makers.
Oh, okay. Like, I mean...
Is that a pretty tough game?
I mean, sure, it's fairly tough. I mean, it's got saves and stuff. I guess the reason I'm thinking of the comparison is that it looks like a lot of the challenge of this game is sort of comes out of, I guess, weird mechanics or, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a lot of grabbing and stuff.
Right. Let's see. Is that what she does whenever you...
What?
You sneeze and she like get up in your face. Are you all right? You all right?
Yeah. If I sneeze or cough and she's in the other room, she just, like, comes running and just, like, gets up in my face. I'm okay.
I don't even know. I guess you only have to hit that thing one time. And this is a pretty long level.
Let's see if there's another segment to it. Yeah, it definitely looks like a long ride up. And then it's got three shorter sections after that, it looks like. The ride up for 4-1 is quite long. From your G SCART to your PVM, do you use one SCART to BNC or an adapter in between? I've got the regular G SCART, which I'm not sure, is that discontinued? Like the one with the D sub VGA style.
It's usually just two SCARTs. Yeah.
So I've got that one, which you can get a mono price cable that just like is straight from that to the PVM. But like normally what you would do in your case would be to take just like a good, well shielded SCART. I would not just get like a generic SCART online for cheap. Like, I assume Retro Access still sells the shielded SCARTs, just the male-to-male SCART. And then you can get the Wookiee Win female SCART to BNCs that go to the PVM. If you need to output from the PVM, you need to specify when you buy your cable from Wookiee Win that it's for an input cable or an output cable, because for whatever reason, they're one-way cables.
I think I'm starting to understand this now, how it works. Oh, go ahead.
Does the OSSC still have issues with NES RGB and RGB Super Nintendo? Yes, because...
It depends on your TV, really.
It's not the OSSC's fault. It's the system's fault.
Yeah.
There is a mod board that you can get. They call the...
like the D-Jitter or whatever it is.
Jitter mod, which you can install inside the systems...
I did it.
...that sort of fixes the signal. apparently it mainly has to do with the fact that if I understood Steve right, there's like one scan line. I assume it's one that wouldn't even be displayed on the screen, that like is longer on some frames, shorter on some frames, and it's like weird that way for whatever reason. But yeah, that's not something the OS that can be fixed in the OSSC itself without like kind of destroying what the OSSC is all about, which is that no lag, processing it does, or whatever you want to say. Because if it did anything to fix the NES or SNES on its own, it would need to have a frame buffer. I wouldn't be opposed to the idea of like an OSSC having an optional frame buffer or something like that, though. Like, you know, just flip a switch and it goes into frame buffer mode. Just for compatibility options, you know?
No idea how far I am into the game, like in the overall scheme of things.
The overall game?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it looked like there were 9 or 10 areas. So you're probably close to halfway.
I guess
you should play more Mischief Makers, though. Like, now you've got, like, the D-Blur. Like, that'd look real good.
Well, I'm interested to see how that Retro Fighters pad is that you have on the way. Because that seems like something I would enjoy.
But, you know, for Mischief Makers, though, like, I mean, I feel like just holding the N64 controller on, you know, it's a D-pad game.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Does that actually hurt me?
Which, I mean, I feel like the N64 controller, you know, the D-pad configuration, I mean, I don't, you know. I can understand, kind of, the dislike for the analog stick configuration.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the D-pad configuration, I don't see any problem with that. I mean, that seems objectively fine to me.
It must be boss time. Well, I'll put Mischief Makers on the list. I mean, I have it. I may as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's got saves. I mean,
is that the whole stage? Is there no boss? There was no boss on that stage, or did I miss something?
Have you earned any continues?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Have you seen the tokens or whatever?
There's no boss there to give me even a token, which I thought was...
I know, but I mean in other levels, because I haven't really been paying attention to what happened at the end of the boss fights.
Right. Wait, does anybody in the chat know what just happened there? I got to make 15 shots this time. What's the date next Sunday? Like, because there's like either next Sunday or the week after, there's one week that I will not be here because I'll be in Buffalo for a friend's
next
wedding.
Next Sunday is the 23rd, followed by the 30th.
Okay. Probably the 30th. Well, I mean, yeah, I probably won't be here. I might. Well, maybe I will, actually. Because I'll probably just be driving all day and be home in time that day. So it'll probably be fine.
Wait, so are you, you won't be here one of those weeks, or you might be back in time?
I'll definitely be here next week, obviously, but the week after that is the week that I have my friend's wedding in Buffalo, and I need to, I mean, I'll probably be back in time. Because we'll probably leave real early, and I'll probably be back by like 6 or something like that. So I'll probably be fine.
So in other words, I probably need to plan the next 2 streams.
Well, at the very least, a stream after next.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's the last bit of travel that I foresee.
You've got to be like so sick of it.
You have no idea. I mean, I'm sure you have exactly, you probably know exactly how I feel. But, you know, like, I'm pretty done with it. Like, I just think about, like, how, oh, look at this.
Oh, is this going to be like Kirby?
Yeah. Maybe the music's pretty
good.
Oh,
man. That's good.
The music's pretty good here, too.
Look at that Kirby trick.
Whoa. Whew. Dang. It's tough, but I understand it.
The perspective on the supports for the platforms actually rotates pretty decently too.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to be hurting this guy or what. I cannot reach him. He's just out of reach. Or if I'm just supposed to survive long enough.
I mean, okay. It looks like a survival thing.
Yeah, but now he's in here. I can take a note.
I mean, the background is definitely moving, so.
Right.
Oh, wait, you were able to hurt him?
Yeah, he came after me for a second. The music's really good on this level.
So is that Cathead the bad guy?
I think so. Jeez. Stair Wars is the name of the level. All the levels are like named after like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, it feels like you can't really get to the edge of the tower.
Yeah, it's like
you're always like staying relatively in the center of the screen.
Right. Dang it.
Bloodlines has a similar tower climbing level. I don't remember it.
What
doesn't Bloodlines have branching paths or something? I can't remember. It's been a while since I played it. I only beat it one time.
That was a pretty difficult game. He just comes.
Yeah, it was.
Game over. No, bye bye. It's just like it. That's it.
No. Well, I mean, you. I think you made tangible progress.
Yeah, I was like halfway
through.
Maybe.
Should you try something else now? Or
yeah, I'll go pick something else. I'll be right back.
Oh yeah, Battletoads NES on the last level. Yep. A lot of games do that. It's always good when games do that. It's a good trick. Yeah, You know, speaking of the outputs from Xbox 360, someone commented on the Cameo video that launch Xbox 360 didn't have HDMI, which is a thing that I'm well aware of. I don't remember talking about HDMI in that video. I don't know why that was brought up. Corey is playing.
What's that?
Although right now it's just an empty couch.
Empty chair.
Nope, he's back.
So I played this the other day when I was capturing footage. Maybe that's why this game defaults to easy. Looks like.
Well, oh, well. That's the default. That's fair.
Yeah. I made it pretty far in just a pretty short amount of time. So maybe I can...
What's up with his transparent bulletproof vest?
Well, you can see what's going on.
It's kind of jarring, though.
Well, it's so you can always. There's some hand-to-hand combat in this as well, so you need to be able to kind of see through them.
I mean, I guess since Genesis can't do transparency or
yeah, and
color
this
math,
is a super early Genesis game.
Yeah, I guess you know, like I mean, I'm thinking like how Super Punch-Out works, you know?
Right.
Did you ever end up getting that?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I mean, I played this the other day. I made it to like mission 6, and I think there might be 10 missions on like one life. So we'll see how it goes.
I was playing Cabal the other day, capturing some footage in composite. Man, this Gold Star TV I have. Like, mm-hmm. For some reason, NES RF looks really good on it.
That's the little one that you would like to show. That like that looks really cool. It has like such a cool.
Yeah. It's got the wood paneling and stuff. Like for some reason, I captured some NES stuff off of it. For the Retro Tink episode. And I was connected with RF. It only takes RF. And there was a lot of noise in it for some reason at that time. But now I've hooked it up like with that Gold Star TV and the setup upstairs.
There's no noise in it now.
Or I mean, there is noise, but not that same kind of noise. And for some reason, like it just even though it's just RF, like on that TV, it looks. Surprisingly good. Like there's just a lot of well-defined structure to
that's kind of like the sprites. Best part about it, like it's kind of a cool, like that TV just like looks cool, like the design of it.
It just has a very nostalgic feel to it. I wish I had the old Curtis Mathis that I played NES games on back in the day. You know, I think it was from the late 70s. It was my dad's TV. Then, you know, we had the big TV, and by big TV, I mean 19-inch TV, you know. Then that TV, you know, got to be in my room. That's what I beat Rescue Rangers and the first three Mario games on, and good memories. I don't quite remember exactly what it looked like, but I wish I had it.
When he kicks, it looks so funny. Like he kicks. Let's see how far I get into this. If I can maybe beat it, it'd be cool.
It looks like it moves along pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Cabal is... That's a great game, too, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I like the, you know, the gallery shooters.
Yeah. It's a lot easier with a second person, though. Like,
we beat that on New Year's, didn't we?
Was it New Year's? I mean, I know we co-opted it together, but it was it's a lot harder by yourself because you know, everyone is shooting at you.
Right.
You know? But I really like the backgrounds in that game. Like, there's just kind of a cool texture to them, I feel. And it looks really good on that gold star, I think.
So I take it I'm invincible when I go like that, when I duck.
There is a sort of a magnet spot in the lower right corner of the gold star. Uh-huh. I don't know if, like, can that be fixed?
You could probably get like a degausser or something like that and it would fix it.
It's not a bad TV for what it is. I mean, just for having like a really nostalgic looking RF TV, it's.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I always am on the lookout for something like that. Like, if I was going to get another CRT, like another consumer CRT, it'd have to be something that looks like that. Because now, I mean, it just like looks
good. You've got enough good, you know, late generation consumer CRTs.
Right.
I got rid of one or two several months ago because they weren't working right anymore.
I wish I could just hold on the button and shoot.
I identified a couple of VCRs that weren't really working either, but I kind of... Well, I don't know whether I want to get rid of them or not. I feel like they're a limited resource, even if they... Even if they don't work, it's like, I don't know if I can throw this away.
Well, I'm on the lookout for buying two more VCRs right now. Yeah, I mean,
I've got several VCRs, but only so many of them actually work very well.
I tweeted about it the other day on Instagram and stuff. I am like making more copies of the old How to Beat VHS tape. I got a...
Have you started?
Yeah, I've six done.
Oh wow!
And the thing is, like right now, I can currently do, I can do two at one time with the equipment that I have. So I need, if I get two more though, then I can do four at a time. So I mean, it's happening.
Whoa, that. Flash effect on that boss is weird.
Yeah,
the screen flash.
The music and sound effects in this game are atrocious. But
oh yeah,
yeah. But I think it's.
It looks like a dumb fun game.
Yeah, it has maybe the funniest box art I've ever seen.
The funniest box art what?
I've ever seen.
Ever seen?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna have to look this up.
I've shown.
I mean, how could it be funnier than Zoom?
Oh, it's way funnier than Zoom. I think it is.
Oh yeah, he's just like, he looks so sad.
Yeah, I mean it's
it's pretty funny. It is pretty funny.
I wonder what they were thinking, but you know, let's put this guy on there.
I mean, he looks like he's about to cry. He doesn't look like tough or angry. He just looks like he's about to cry.
I don't understand. So can I duck under his? Wow, I start right at the boss too.
Is there a Master System Dynamite Duke?
You start like right at the boss when you continue. And to convert VHS tapes, I just have a Toshiba that outputs that does internal upscaling and upscales VHS tapes even. Very lucky Goodwill finds. People that probably traded them had no idea what they had in there. Had. Or
Goodwill didn't know for that matter.
Right. And you know what? They probably didn't. Like, the people who had it didn't. Honestly, probably just didn't care.
I mean.
I'm sure there's not a lot of people out there that care about, you know, their VHS upscaling. Because, you know, it's not about, like.
And actually finding a buyer for that would be a pain.
Yeah. I wonder how many continues I have.
Are the D's in the lower right your lives?
No, those are my super attacks.
Your Duke attacks?
Yeah. My dynamite attacks. Oh, that wasn't the actual boss.
I do sort of want to own this game now just because of the box art. It is kind of amazing. I don't want to own Zoom, though. Zoom's box art scares me. Is this game just one player?
As far as I know, yeah.
Any light gun compatibility?
No. We got a $2 donation.
Oh.
From if you want
to. Next gaming setup room tour video. You know, I kind of thought of the 4K episode as a bit of an upgrade on that. Like, if you kind of like take the 4K episode and the controller chargers episode together, like, the kind of explains my current setup. I mean, my studio setup upstairs hasn't changed a whole lot.
Although it almost feels like he'd be like the last boss because he turns into this like alien after I kill him. Like, he has an easy first form.
Mm.
And he turns into like a.
Did you get this far before?
No. I'm just going to spam my super attacks on him because.
I mean, you've got like this reactor core behind you. I mean, it could be. Could be a final boss. Is this an arcade game?
I don't know. Oh, I just knocked him off the bridge. Oh, he's like now he has like another form. Oh, I died again.
It very much looks like a final boss.
Yeah.
It was indeed an arcade game ported to Master System, Genesis, and X68000.
Oh, he. I'm not sure if it's like giving me unlimited continues. I'll tell you one thing. You shoot that guy in the head, you can. You can get them caught in like a loop.
It is pretty great box art, though. Oh, yeah, the Capcom Beat 'em Up collection. Corey noticed that there's a... You can pre-order on Amazon Japan. You can pre-order a physical version. Have you confirmed that there is no currently available physical version?
Yeah, as far as I know, there's not for the U.S., which is weird.
That's a pretty good...
I got a game over. I'm pretty sure that was the last boss, though. Will you see how many levels there are in this?
Yeah, like I'm not like huge into a lot of Capcom beat 'em ups, but like it's a pretty robust collection. I mean,
yeah,
I'm definitely tempted. Is it Switch exclusive?
No, PS4 and Xbox, and the physical version in Japan is going to be on Switch and PS4.
Yeah, I just realized that you was it all intentional that you you played two games that start with Dynamite tonight.
Oh no, it was not intentional.
There is actually no Genesis fact. Let me look. There's a Master System one, though. It's listing 5 missions in the Master System. Final mission.
I think I'm playing it again, because I'm pretty sure that I can do it.
I'm going to look it up on YouTube. That might be a quicker way to get the info. Let's
see. I don't really understand if there's like a way to kill bosses without getting hit, like the melee.
I might do full playthrough. Yeah, that's the last boss. I think you were on the last form too.
I did see the Samurai Showdown trailer. I think it's pretty cool. Admittedly, I've only played 1 and 2.
Forgive my ignorance. Is that a SNK fighting series?
Yeah. Indeed. I like that I'm fighting this helicopter like on the streets here. Like we need a boss for this level, you know, like let's put a like even the last level would have made more sense.
Like
where it's like outside like outside and kind of in a wider open field, but here it's just like in the city streets.
It's like that that part in Tomorrow Never Dies. It's just like the helicopter chasing him down like the alley.
Oh, I don't remember.
I think that's Tomorrow Never Dies.
I just wonder if there's any way to beat these guys with melee without you gotta duck whenever they attack you. Just like hit down. Gotta get that D.
How many can you hold? Oh, they stack.
Yeah, they stack. Got to stack. Like, those, got to stack those D's.
Wow, those guns on top of those bunkers are like huge.
They are pretty big, aren't they?
Those flying things make me think of those weird, what's that like? Weren't there like some weird hover things at the end of Metal Gear Solid 3? Like when, like you never see them until like the escape sequence. And then all of a sudden there's like guys on these like hover platforms chasing you.
Oh, well, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think. It's been a little while.
There's, like, no context for them at all. It's just like, oh, all of a sudden, these things.
All right. Mission 4, tunnel.
How you doing?
Got a lot of
run.
Oh, fine. I got a lot more D's than I did before.
if you died, do you like lose your D's?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. I know that it refills your D count when you die and if you continue.
But I'm worried that if you're like saving your D's for the last boss, then you might be wasting them.
that one gave me a D. See how long I can stay alive so I don't lose my D's.
Oh, there's plenty of systems left for the 200 series. I mean, there's Xbox, Dreamcast, Wii, PSP, PC Engine, Neo Geo.
Man, when the bosses die in this, it literally sounds like they're like farting.
Like they're what?
Like they're farting. It's like
The funny thing about the new episode is it's almost like a super condensed remake of every video we've done on the NES ever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like compressed into like 7 to 8 minutes. It's like, all right, composite, RGB mod, HDMI mod.
And basically in this six minutes.
AVS, Wii VC, Wii U VC, 3DS VC, NES Classic. In like 7 to 8 minutes. Man, after the stream, I'll have to show you the timeline for the episode. I made a new sound lag comparison for the NES Classic.
Uh-huh. Is it pretty bad?
I think it's really funny.
Because it's so bad, or?
Yeah, because it's so bad. Like, I did Kid Icarus because you can go into the first door in Kid Icarus, and like there's no sound in there. Music.
Uh-huh.
And like when he shoots an arrow, like it's off screen by the time you hear the sound. Because it's like zoomed in for like the comparison frame.
Right.
It's like out of the frame before you hear the sound effect. Where it's like the sound effect triggers like on the last frame before it leaves or something like that. And then I also have him jump. And like, you know how we have the little play button? Like, he's like in the air, like behind the play button when the jump sound effect plays. It's pretty bad. And like, if there is any sound lag on Wii and Wii U, it's not obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine to me, but it's obvious on the NES Classic. Like, I don't know why that seems like it's an issue all of a sudden.
Pretty sure that just like straight up like the mission screen said last mission, so I guess it is the last mission.
Is the last mission just this guy? I guess.
Yeah.
Oh man, you ran out of D's.
I used all my D's. It's okay. I'm kind of figuring out how to just like fight this guy. I knew I was gonna.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get the NES Joy-Con controller. It's kind of disappointing that they don't ship until November, though. I'm wondering if you can, like, probably feel awkward, but I'm wondering if you can, like, hold the, like, use the D-pad while holding it, like, holding the system.
I don't know.
And I wonder if you could use, like, a left NES and then, like, a regular Switch controller on the right. I wonder, like, if you could use those at the same time, to, like, play other games.
Could this be the time? Did I do it?
I think you got him.
I was gonna say, try a harder difficulty level. Congratulations. At the very top of the screen. You have saved the world. Your bravery and courage are to be commended. Your video game skills are that of an expert player.
Ooh.
Thank you for playing, Duke. Oh, by the way, we bet you can't do it again. I wonder if there's like a special ending if you do it on beat it on hard.
I wonder. But I mean, easy was the default, so
yeah, that's true.
No shame in playing default. Well, it may have not been
Dynamite Heady,
but at least you did Dynamite Duke.
Ooh, look at that. Dynamite Duke the end. That's kind of a weird graphic. Like an image. It's like the brightness from the explosion is like in front of him.
That is very weird. And like, yeah, it's it looks like blood is spurting out of the building that's blowing up.
For the heck of it, let me just see what hard mode is like. There's easy, normal, hard, and super.
Ooh.
Why did Sonic 2, why did you take Sonic 2 back specifically? I think I just liked the first one so much, and I think I was so excited for the second one that it just, there's no way that it wasn't going to live up to what I wanted out of it at the time. Oh, we got a $5 donation from Morgan Tube HD. Says, I want to buy
a Nintendo Switch, but my digital wallet got corrupted. Any cheat codes to fix that?
I didn't know that was even possible.
Not quite sure. I understand what you're getting at there, but I hope you get a Nintendo Switch.
This is way harder. I died like immediately on Super.
Yeah, there's a lot more. What do you call them? Dakas? Is that what they're called? Dekas? What are those things called?
Oh, the bullets?
Yeah. What's the term?
I don't know. Bullets? Bullets? Bullets.
there's like a word for it.
I think that there's a lot of people that don't like Sonic 1 that much, but I don't know. I love the first one.
As a non-Sonic fan, Sonic 1 is also my favorite.
I mean, there's just something about it. You know, I love the music. I just think that everything about it is better than the sequels. But I do understand that is like not a popular opinion at all. And I think that just kind of happened at the time, you know, where I was like excited for sequels, and then there's just something about them that just didn't like live up to what I had imagined it being in my mind.
I think Sonic 3 and Knuckles is like way too overwrought.
Like, well, I mean, that's why it's like split into
it
two.
It just goes on and on and on and on, and it's.
But that's because it's two games.
Yeah, but it's like, for someone who's like not really into Sonic, it just like becomes way too complicated by the end of the end Knuckles part.
Yeah. I wonder if I should. I mean, I got. How many people are watching right now?
213.
Is there a lot of people that weren't here during the beginning of the stream? I mean, I could show to end it, I could show the preview again if people didn't see it.
Yeah, why not?
And just like end it for the night.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Anybody in the chat that was not here at the beginning, we showed a preview of four documentaries that we've been shooting and working on since like end of April.
Yeah. It is an intense amount of footage that we have created.
Yes.
And still need to create.
Yes, exactly. Some of these are closer than others to releasing.
We're probably not going to upload the previews for the public playlist, at least not anytime soon.
Right. I mean, they're available.
They are available to our patrons, but you can always find them in the stream archive.
Yes, exactly. So I will go ahead and end the night with that. And look for an episode at some point this week. And that's going to do it.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for watching.
Good night.
Good night.